This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. A month or so ago, the College Board announced it was going to shake up the SAT, changes aimed at getting a better measurement of what students are actually learning while they're in high school. We will get a first look at what those changes might be in a couple of hours when what is being billed as extensive sample items are released. The new test goes into effect in the spring of 2016, and between now and then, students and their parents won't be the only ones obsessing over every detail. From the Education Desk at WYPR, Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
It's going to be a late night for folks in the multi-billion dollar test prep industry. Details of the new SAT will hit the web just after midnight Eastern.
I'm somewhat of a night owl. I'll probably be online this evening keeping an eye on things.
Christine Brown oversees the college prep products at Kaplan, which plans to post resources for parents and students online first thing tomorrow. And then comes the real work of overhauling Kaplan's books and courses and tutoring programs.
We certainly have literally hundreds of academic experts ready to go. Soup to nuts. We'll be changing things.
All that costs money. Brown wouldn't say how much. David Benjamin Gruenbaum has been through two SAT revamps at the test prep company ahead of the class in California. He says any expense is worth it.
Because when the new SAT comes up, business just goes through the roof.
Gruenbaum charges up to $550 an hour for private tutoring, and he expects more demand this time around, even though the College Board is offering free help from the nonprofit Khan Academy. Barmak Nasirian with the American Association of State Colleges and Universities says a test revamp is always good news for the industry.
Because it creates new anxiety and resets the clock for them to now peddle a whole new set of skills.
And Nasirian says people assume if they pay more, they'll get more, and those who can afford it will always be looking for an extra edge. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.